This is your KZFR 90.1 FM local news update. I'm Matt Fidler. Last week's Chico City Council meeting took up a few important issues that I think you might be interested in hearing about. Now, you're probably quite aware that Upper Park Road in Upper Bidwell Park hasn't been open past Diversion Dam in quite some time. The road has been in a state of disrepair for a long time, and only non-motorized forms of transportation have been permitted beyond Diversion Dam and Bear Hole for years. This makes it difficult for many of us to reach beyond that point to places like Brown's Hole. And, well, the Internal Affairs Committee recommended that the City Council approve to allow full access to Upper Park Road on Tuesdays and Wednesdays once the road has been fully repaired. And should the City Council choose to establish a parking fee, that the fee amounts to those recommended by the Bidwell Park and Playground Commission as outlined in the staff report. Other items discussed at last week's City Council meeting, Council Member Array requested an extreme heat preparedness plan, which also include the cost of cooling shelters to be considered during budget time. Mayor Stone requested public locations for needle disposal. This was a major issue at the previous City Council meeting when large demonstrations outside the City Council chambers gave support to Council Member Morgan's request for an ordinance to ban needle distribution programs in Chico. There were also counter-demonstrations present in favor of needle distribution programs, which they said will help contain the transmission of diseases associated with sharing heroin needles. The other controversial topic was about safe space and sheltering for those who need it. At the moment, safe space is not open, meaning homeless or transients don't have a place to go at the moment. Community members spoke to the council on that issue and raised concerns of public safety and environmental degradation of our valuable waterways and parks. If you feel strongly about this, come to a city council meeting and have your voice heard. Speaking of love for our city, over the weekend, some cowardice vandal or vandals made the decision to cover Hooker Oak Park in Chico with graffiti and spray paint, including on signs, the ground, and playground equipment. Of course, this put further strains on the city park's budget. Here's my take. Now, I have known graffiti artists, and there are artists out there that actually use graffiti to make beauty where it was once lacking. And then there are those that just tag their name or write insults or scribbles or something completely pointless, and they think that they're making some cool political point or that they're shocking the system. But let me tell you, this isn't the Bronx in 1980 or some industrial park with giant ugly walls. This is freaking Chico. Right next to one of the most gorgeous city parks in the nation, we have natural beauty all over the place via the Sierra Nevadas and Cascade Mountains, deep canyons, giant birds of prey and wildlife and plants and trees. We don't need your stupid tags here. Maybe a large city with urban blight would be a better place for you to live, but that's just my opinion. And I want you to know that my opinions do not necessarily reflect those of KZFR, its management, or its board of directors. Just me, Matt Fidler, reporting from KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico.